I was just thinking about you. N4ZLK.
I was just thinking about these two oatmeal cookies and a can of ginger ale here. And that's about as far as it got. Headed for home, Shane.
And you were looking at those cookies and thought, I'm going to call Shane and rub it in.
Yeah, and that Patrick even got off with a piece of my birthday cake tonight. He said, is that red cake? And I said, it sure is. God, that was a good cake.
Good. I'm glad he was able to partake.
I meant to eat that last piece, but I decided I'd let him off easy. Did he tell you what he was going to do?
What?
Buddies are going to go up north and have a field day, camp out. Sound like fun, and Bernice gave him a huge bowl of chili. He says, that'll work out just well. But I wouldn't want to be in the tent with him tonight.
See, he did tell me he was going to camp out somewhere around Saluda for field day. I didn't know he was going tonight. But he told me, I think I heard him telling somebody, he didn't tell me, I meant to ask him about it. I hardly talked to him today. I think he got a special call for field day. I think it's K4W.
One by ones. I'll have to text him. I'll work them guys on HF. No, I don't know that it's tonight. It's probably tomorrow night because field day's tomorrow, isn't it?
It's my understanding. I don't know what time it runs, though. It seemed like it used to run, like, or some of them run, like, noon to noon the next day, or 2 to 2, or something like that. I don't know what this one does.
Yeah, it's probably Saturday. I'm probably wrong again. Dave had an announcement on here, but I can't go, so I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. But Brar's is having a field day. That sounds cold to me. I think I'll stay here by the fire.
Saturday. I have to take tomorrow off. I have to go. I have a couple of doctor's appointments I need to go to, and I was thinking, oh, I'm not working tomorrow. It must be Saturday.
Yeah, it is. Oh, I'm not doing anything. I'm just going to look at the HF bands. I'm just looking at the Fox News page right now and browsing through it, and I thought you and give you a call.
And I'm just driving down the road. Had the radio turned on, but I heard you too. I had the broadcast radio. Do you know how, back to that one-by-one call, do you know how you apply and get a special event call like that? How easy it is?
No, sir, but I can tell you a guy that does. That's NY4G, and he'd be glad to tell you. Man, he's brilliant on that stuff and all the rules and everything.
Marcus Patrick got one. I'm hope he's listening.
Yeah, you're right about that. I'll have to agree with you. No, I don't know, but Ariel's done it before. Ariel's done pretty much everything before, and he's going to be up there at the bars thing, and I'm going to try to work them up there. I gotta check and see if this big antenna of mine, believe it or not, would tune 2 meters and 6 meters last time I tried it. But it's been years since I tried it.
That too, it's a kind of like a dipole, but it's fed with ladder line, and then it's coax off of that. So the ladder line is part of the antenna, and it works everything but 80. Says it's supposed to work 80. Well, it says. I picked it up from a silent key. His daughter said he never used it. It was in a bag. It had a little, you know, little information paper with it. The bag was still sealed, and it said it was 10 through 80, but I've never been able to get it to resonate on 80. But it works awesome on the others, but it tunes perfectly without a tuner on 2 meter, which is interesting.
That one longer one of mine's 235 feet long, if I'm not mistaken. It's 160 meter. Radio Works, Carolina Wyndham.
This one's called. I thought it said HF Buddy on it, on the paperwork, but when I type that in and search it, do a search, it comes up like a vertical. So it's definitely not the same antenna. But, is Ariel going to work CW for the club?
I'm pretty sure he will. I know every year I've gotten in touch with him up there. And worked multiple different bands on CW. I have to check with him. I can't remember what night he calls the net. He's one of the smartest top engineers I've ever known in my life. And I've known a lot of them. We had 600 of them at one time down at our 3rd Street plant, but they weren't all engineers, but there was a whole floor full of them and a whole floor full of draftsmen, and that was before they had this computer-aided design stuff. It was just coming in when they shut the plant down. A CAD was just coming in.
Very impressed with Ariel. I mean, I've known of him for many years. Talked to him off and on, you know, briefly. I ran into him at Whole Foods one time, but I've looked at his different web pages or YouTube videos and stuff, and he's a very talented individual. Seems like he's got his hands in a lot of things.
And he's a very kind, gentle guy, and his wife's very nice. Boy, what a talented woodworker that man is, too. He's built me a couple of things here over the years. He's just amazing. My daughter's got a neighbor that does woodworking, and I never did care much for it, but I really admire it. And he's made some things that go on your kitchen table and different things. He made a thing that Kansas City Chiefs on it the other day, and you wouldn't believe it. And it was big. And Amy offered it to me because she didn't have any place to put it. I'm not that big a football fan, so I didn't want it. But, God, it's beautiful. He has a router, and you slip an SD card in it, and then it's got a screen on it, and then you just follow it. And it's just pretty impressive, some of the things he's made. I made him a device. He was talking about this thing that used high voltage, and it burns images into the boards. And so I said, heck, I can make you one of those. He's scared to death of electricity. And I put an 8,000-volt transformer on it. And what's pretty neat, it just starts out burning into the board, and it just moves along like a snake. And you never know what you're going to get, Shane. Did you ever see one of those?
On anything like that, I've seen, you know, wood-burning tools. I've seen people do it, you know, like almost like little soldering irons where you can do that, but not what you're talking about.
Beautiful designs. I forget exactly how he done it or what he put on the board, but it's just random, and sometimes it comes out like beautiful trees and different things, but the high voltage just keeps arcing across out there. Imagine he puts some kind of conductor on it. I'm not sure. But it just sort of bubbles along, sort of like watching sub-arc welding, you might say, but you've probably never seen that either. This is Enduro TR.
Is that okay? Actually, it took me a second. I was thinking of, you know, something that was computer controlled or you know, you put on the, it has like a needle and it moves along and burns. I know what you're talking about now. I have seen videos of that where they touch it to the wood at one point and it just goes it just burns away from it. Just I know exactly what you're talking about. I guess it follows paths like moisture and things like that. I'm not sure, but it is pretty neat. I know it. Some of it does look like trees or rivers or, you know, anything like that. It just feathers away like lightning strikes.
That would be it. I put some big alligator clips on it. I remember that. But this chancellor come off of a steam cleaner, and it was one I had for years. In fact, I still got another one. And but he's terrified of it. I put a what do they call those things? SRU box on it. Anyways, it's like a handy box that you put a receptacle or a light switch in, metal box, and it's got a fuse built into it. And I fused it down to that transformer. But if you got a hold of that 8,000 volts, it'd knock you clear across the room. You know it. But the way I set it up, there's just no way, unless you're just completely stupid, that you'd ever get bit. You just flip the switch on and it does the work.
I'm sure that if there's a way of hurting yourself with something, there's somebody out there that would find a way to do it.
You're right, Shane. But I don't think he would. He was a helicopter pilot in Afghanistan or Iraq. I don't remember which one. I think Afghanistan. Flew one of those big double rotor jobs. And he's a fine woodworker. But, hell, the things he makes are just, they're incredible. Now, he goes different things that he gets onto, and he might not be doing any of that now. He might be doing something else, you know. But like you said, his YouTubes are incredible. And when he goes to these summits on the air, he weighs everything down to the gram that he's going to carry. And he's climbed, I think, over 100 summits, this N0TR.
4ZLK, that's pretty amazing. I envy the time he's got. I mean, it seems like he packs more he packs more into a couple of years than most people pack into a lifetime.
Yeah, his last project, Italian in person, but I don't know if I should over the air, so I won't. But he's built things that would just by himself. They're just beyond the scope of your imagination. I asked him one time how he built something. He said, "Well, I'm an engineer, Tom." I guess that covers it all, Shane, because I ain't.
Okay, yeah. I'm happy for him. I envy people like that. My mother's husband, she's married to a guy, he can pretty much fix just about anything. Now, it may take him a while, but he can get it done, and it'll work, and, you know, he makes little things to make his jobs easier, you know, puts little, he'll take a machine that's working, and he'll add something to it that just makes it work better or helps him work it better, and he's helping out with some stuff. Now, he's a little older now. He's 84, but, you know, he's a little slower at doing those things, but he's got a good heart, and it's amazing what he can come up with.
Like that. When I was head of the machine shop as far as electricians go and electronic technicians, I had 300,000 square foot plant and all kinds of different machines, all kinds of different drives. If I get stuck, like a deflect machine tool, for example, I had two of those, the big horizontal mills. I hook up a tape recorder to the telephone, and I'd call that company, and I'd ask for that specific engineer because you knew who knew their stuff, you know. And there were some people you talked to, they couldn't communicate in layman's language, you know, how to troubleshoot something. And I could read the schematics and all that, but there were certain things about, we had older machinery, we had new machinery, and there were just certain engineers that that knew those things. And I know Amy's told me before, she works down at GE, and they sent him all over the world, and I know I've talked to him before, well, I'm going to Belgium today, and I'm going to all over the place. He was the, I think, the top engineer in the hot section of the gas turbines down there. And, boy, if you ever get a chance to tour that plant, it's just impressive. They got a test stand out there that's out of this world. The only one in the world that can test those, that big of generators, you know. I mean, they're, I forget how many megawatts they are, 750 or something like that. I don't know. You walk in this building and it's just a test rig for those gas turbines that are going to power a city or something. And just have the ability. They used to drop it across the grid, you know, when they started it. And this one here, they don't have to. They have the resistors and stuff in there that are like sizes of rooms and that. But they can put the load on those generators dynamically right there at General Electric. I think they're really going to boom because natural gas on those turbines is the going thing rather than coal anymore, I think.
I'm sure. I know it's a lot cleaner. A lot more efficient probably as well, but I've seen some of those turbines going out of that plant there in Greenville on back of train cars, but never been up close, and I've only been to the shipping and receiving dock there at GE a couple times.
The companies are kind of close to their preparatory stuff, and I got to go through it on Family Day, and I really enjoyed it. I couldn't believe the conductors feeding this motor that's starting that, and I forget how many thousand horsepower that was on that motor that started that thing spinning. It's out in the voltage on them was like, I think his lead was, I can't remember, they're able to have to tell you, 13,000 or 1,300 volts, I can't remember. But there was multiple conductors for each phase on the three phases. I remember that, and they were huge. But they had a whole room there full of engineers, and they'd line up in front of all their screens, and then they'd put this thing online over there. It's really an impressive thing to see. But, of course, being an electrician, I enjoyed that kind of thing more than somebody that doesn't know much about electricity, I guess. They used to, when we first moved down here, there was those nacelles for the wind generators taking up almost the whole parking lot down there. And then the blades out there, I think that's what they shipped on some of those. There were special cars, I think, for those turbine blades. I'm not sure of that, or maybe it'd been for the turbines, but you know, they got their own rail yard out there basically. This is Gerald TR.
Yeah, I've seen the tracks going in, but I've never seen what it looks like on the inside other than going through the security gate to the, like I said, the shipping and receiving dock. But I know it's a pretty amazing plant. A lot goes on there. A lot of brilliant people have put their minds together for some of that stuff. I was just thinking about a room full of engineers. I bet it was This is a place where there was a lot of smarts, but not much talking going on. Or if there were, they were kind of mumbling under their breath. All the engineers I know are pretty quiet people.
Yeah, he's pretty quiet. But I was just amazed. Yeah, I got to walk all over it and see all the transducers and pickups and test gear that they use on it. But just be able to load one without dropping it across the grid out there was just very impressive to me. But anyway, you ever been up to one of those wind generators? I drove up to a wind farm out there in Kansas. Boy, those things are big, Shane.
Up close, but I've seen several wind farms in Illinois. I've got some friends up there, and they're all over. At nighttime, you see all those flashing red lights, and I've seen them somewhere else, too, but mostly Illinois is where I'm most familiar with them. I'm trying to think of where else it was. I know they're all over.
It was about 3 million watts, 3 megawatts. But I was thinking they had some bigger ones. They had one on a test stand there at GE out here, I know. But the noise in that, when you get up close, is just intriguing. We were coming across the Flint Hills from Wichita back towards our hometown in southeast Kansas, and there was one out there, and I worked my way over to it, up the dirt roads and that, but there were a whole bunch of them up there, and I guess they're having trouble with them out in the ocean. They're killing a lot of whales. I think the problem is they make noise, and it disorients the whales, and I forget how many they killed this last year. I don't know how, but being an anti-submarine person, I can tell you that sound in water is 4 times as fast as it is in the air. It's like 4,800 feet a second. So I can see where they might screw up the whale's navigation system.
I didn't know how many they'd done, but I heard it was affecting them. I know that it kills a lot of birds, too. We were talking to our friends up there in Illinois, and we drove by like a little ballpark, maybe a minor league park or something like that, or community ballpark, but it had a stadium and everything, and there was one big wind turbine right beside it. And she said, yeah, that turbine right there powers that stadium or that ballpark, but every other turbine you can see all around here, which there was a bunch of them, it was like a big farm. She said all of that power goes to California.
Doubt it. It's amazing what they can do. I think they call that wheeling. I'm not sure. But they put it out on the grid somehow. That's above my pay grade. But, when they come out, they step it up to whatever the grid high voltage is out there. And I think the generator is probably running something like 7,200 or something. But then they probably boost it up to 13.8 or something like that kilovolts, or maybe even higher. Some of that stuff. Yeah, all up to put near a million volts now. Some of the grids are 750,000 volts on them, on the cross-country stuff. But, interesting. Well, Shane, I better let you go. I think they got changes over to net mode, and we've been yakking here. I'll go over here, and instead of reading this stupid news, I'll go over here and see if there's any HF on. Talk to you later, buddy. In 4ZLK, in 0TR73.
Timing, I'm not far from the house. I appreciate the conversation. Enjoyed it as always. You and Bernice have a good evening. N0TR, N4ZLK.